I just want to say a few words about our themes of compassion and peace, and walking the path of peace, walking the path of compassion. And I mean, always important, and yet what's been going on in the world, in the past few years, but then, you know, since the attack on Ukraine, and then the conflicts in Israel and Palestine, it's just all really, really escalating. And then we still have remnants of pandemic happening. So we've had deeply disturbing, far too interesting times. So on a day like this, when we have these themes of peace and compassion and peace, and we're so seeking them, when we sit in the silence, the stillness, we set those conditions, yes, we may experience some of that calm and peace and even equanimity. And we may experience just the opposite. And it's okay if that happens, because that's what's happening. And that's what we need to know and hold with kindness and care. And watch those experiences change in the moment. So watch the turmoil in the body, in the mind, in the heart, and watch how it's fleeting. Yes, it builds, it crescendos, it decrescendos though. Yeah? That's so important. Change is our friend. Things change. So we set the conditions for compassion and peace by setting our ground rules of, you know, confidentiality and kindness and listening, and also the silence and stilling the body and staying off our devices beyond just being in the Zoom room. Yeah. So we set conditions. These are really important conditions. They give us a chance. They give us a chance to know a little calm, a little peace. And there you are, you're in your space and you're practicing, and there's a buzzsaw outside, or a clanging truck, or a dark dog barking very loudly, shrilly, as mine does sometimes. And it doesn't feel so peaceful. And this is the teaching moment where we feel into how it's jarring, it's agitating. We feel into the body. The body is our refuge. So we set the conditions and we reside in the body, and we keep letting go of the noodle, because it's the thoughts that are really stirring us up. It's the worry, the projection into the future. It's the remembering of the past, how things went wrong, how they can go wrong. That sets conditions for not peace and agitation. And then we start to beat ourselves up, and lots of second arrows. So there's no compassion there. So we want to keep remembering our basic guidelines for the day. And your lovely aspirations. And many of you talked about cultivating peace within and shared the insight about how important it is to do it for ourselves if there's to have any reverberation beyond us. Yeah? So this is not a selfish day. We could think of ourselves as being ambassadors for peace, ambassadors for compassion, by being quiet and knowing the turmoil in our own hearts and holding it with kindness and care. Elie Wiesel, but where was I to start? The world is so vast. I shall start with the country I know best, my own. But my country is so very large. I'd better start with my town. But my town too is large. I'd best start with my street. No, my family. Never mind. I shall start with myself. So that's what we're doing. And with that, we hold on to a little bit of hope. Right? Hope came up. It was resonating. A few mentioned it, and it was resonating all through the room. Some hope for some peace within ourselves and outwardly. Yeah. Through our own contributions, through the contributions of others. So here is a magnificent poem from Seamus Heaney. And it's called Chorus. You know, chorus, everybody singing together. Chorus. Human beings suffer. They torture one another. They get hurt and get hard. No poem or play or song can fully right a wrong inflicted and endured. The innocent in jails beat on their bars together. A hunger striker's father stands in the graveyard dumb. The police widow in veils faints at the funeral home. History says, don't hope on this side of the grave. But then, once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up. And hope and history rhyme. So hope for a great sea change on the far side of revenge. Believe that a further shore is reachable from here. Believe in miracles and cures and healing wells. Call miracle self-healing, the utter self-revealing double take of feeling. If there's fire on the mountain or lightning and storm and a God speaks from the sky, that means someone is hearing the outcry and the birth cry of new life at its term. He probably wrote that in response to the troubles in Ireland over the decades. Who would have ever thought there'd be a significant amount of peace there? What a shift, what a sea change. Hope on the far side of revenge. Yeah. Believe in miracles. Everything changes. Yeah. And so we will keep quiet today, right? At least outwardly. There'll be lots of inward not so quiet. And we'll know that, we'll notice that, and we'll do our best to come back to the body, the body, the body, yeah, that's far wiser than this noodle, yeah, and cultivate some peace and calm and open into compassion for ourselves. So here's a poem that I've read many times before, and it just seems, again, so appropriate for these times. So this is Pablo Neruda, and translation from the Spanish. And I think most of you know it, Keeping Quiet. And you might want to really close your eyes and go inward as you hear this one, to take you into the silence, the stillness, keeping quiet. Now we will count to 12. And we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales. and the man gathering salt would look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead in winter and later proves to be alive. Now I will count to 12 and keep quiet, and I will go.